podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Good afternoon and welcome to today's show. I'm your host, Sherita Berry of Holistic Talk, and welcome, welcome, welcome. So we have your daily tip for today. You know, we're about to go into the weekend, so hey, this is a great thing to do this weekend with your friends, your family, or even yourself when you're having a me time. Convene with nature. That's right. Interacting with nature is a timeless way to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Nothing like chirping birds, rolling clouds, and a fresh grass to bring a sense of what? Calm. C-A-L-M. So, this weekend, scroll outside to observe the sights and sounds of nature's beauty. You know, one of the things that I like in nature, every night I love to hear the birds singing and chirping. Every night I listen out for the birds. Even into the wee hours of the morning, when I get up and use the commode, I hear the birds singing. And one of the things I say, oh, I hear the birds. And if I don't hear the birds, I'm like, God, I want to hear the birds chirping, singing. Because there's something about them chirping at night or even in the morning. It's a sense of calm. And guess what? It's a part of the beauty of nature. God created all things. Yes, he did. And one of the things that he created was birds. So this weekend, try that. Commune with nature. So I thought I would come on and let you in a little bit of information here and there. So a tip about infusions, you know, tea infusions. Did you know that infusions is stronger than a tea infusions? Will extract glycosides, alkaloid salts, water, sorbate, vitamins. Infusions are intended for immediate use, but you can store for a maximum of 24 hours in the refrigerator. So this is just a little tip for you today. Those of y'all that are making your own herbal tea or herbal infusions and tinctures, remember, infusions can only be stored for 24 hours. Then after that, you got to throw it in the trash. That's right, because infusions are good for immediately use. So a basic infusion is dried herbs, one ounce, purified or filtered water, one pint. Let's take for instance, you want to make lavender infusion. Okay, so that would be 1 ounce of lavender, one pint of purified or filtered water. And this is what you do. You will place your herbs into a ceramic or glass teapot. Bring the water to a boil. Do not use an aluminum pot. An electric kettle or kettle on the stove is fine. Turn off the heat and pour the water over the herb. Now, cover the pot and let steep for 10 to 20 minutes. Strain the tea in a non-aluminum strainer and then drink. Store for no more than 24 hours in the refrigerator. So, say for instance you wanted some lavender infusion just to help you get to sleep at night. That's what you do. And remember, it's only good for 24 hours. Why? Because it's used immediately. Immediately, that means right there when you make it. And if you want to store it, 24 hours. Remember that. You cannot use, you got to use a ceramic or glass teapot. You cannot use aluminum teapot. So if you have aluminum teapot, throw it out because you can't use it. If you have a kettle, electric kettle, or a kettle on a stove, that's fine. Most people do have those stove kettles. Some people have electric kettles. Some people have ceramic. Some people have glass teapots. They're all good. But aluminum pots, no good at all. So there you have it, infusions. Hey guys, thank you for tuning into today's podcast on a quick overview of tea infusions, which should be used immediately and can be stored up to 24 hours. All recipes that are given on the podcast have not been evaluated by the FDA, so they're informational purposes only, educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle change to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. That's right, consult with your medical doctor first. And once again, thank you for attending today's podcast. Peace, blessings, and namaste.